Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 3. This is Deidre.
This is Lisa.
Welcome back. Where we talk about everything but socks.
Except the first episode when we did talk about this new socks you bought.
That is true, and they're doing just fine.
Are they though? Your low frilly socks?
I love them. They are, and I surprisingly
got... Because they're super feminine.
They are, and they're black.
Right.
So, I mean, what more can you ask for? And they're warm.
I prefer knee socks, though. They keep me warm. Little ankle socks, how are they keeping you warm?
Okay, but ankle socks, you have to wear those with, like, your kind of, like, ankle boots. What, do you wear, like, knee-high socks with your ankle boots?
I do, because my ankle boots go over my pants, and I'm in my 30s, and I get cold more. I don't have the best circulation.
I am cold, too. I don't either.
You're not even 30 yet. And I need knee socks to keep my calves warm, apparently.
I get cold too, but I like to suffer for fashion.
If I could wear like a whole knee sock ensemble under my clothes, like, I guess that's called long johns.
I was going to say, that's long johns. Cuddle dud.
I have a cuddle dud shirt. I should get some. Oh, I do have cuddle dud pants.
Well, there you go.
What the hell? Why am I not wearing that?
I don't know. You're just wearing your knee-high socks.
I do. That's all I wear. Just knee-high socks.
Nothing else.
Who needs any other undergarments when you have knee-high socks?
Knee-high socks. Solves all your problems.
So this was nothing we were even going to talk about when we were discussing what to talk about.
No. Typical.
So last night we did a game night. Me and another friend, we were convincing Deidre to do this because at first she's all very gung-ho. And then she's like, no, it's my hermit weekend. I don't want to do anything.
Exactly.
And who had the most fun last night?
Me?
Yes, you. She's like throwing her head back in laughter. Like, rating the cards we're laying down and, like, having the best time of her life. She has never been so happy.
I mean, honestly.
And all she drank was water.
It's true. I mean, if you can have fun with just water, think about the possibilities.
And, I mean, who needs alcohol to have fun?
No, you don't.
I mean, I had alcohol in me.
I already seemed drunk.
You already did seem. You were drunk off of life.
Off of life.
I wish I could be drunk off
life.
That's
the best type of alcoholism.
I don't need no alcohol, nothing. To be drunk on life. I think when we were younger, it used to be, oh, we're high on life, like being funny.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now it's drunk. Because when you get to be in your 30s, it's like alcoholism is a way of life.
Actually drunk.
Except for you with
because
your
life. Because of life. Yeah, that's true.
Where you have to get drunk to get through life.
That's true.
Basically.
Yeah, but not last night.
No.
Just the water sufficed. You know, the typical no ice water with a straw.
Yes.
It was perfect.
She comes over to my house. That's what she requests in front of our friend's new boyfriend, who I'm sure was like, okay, this one is kind of a diva.
Yeah.
And then we're like, she's not a diva.
She's just high maintenance.
Right?
I mean, just high maintenance. That's it. Not a diva.
She doesn't want to waste her time on ice.
No.
And she doesn't want her mouth to touch a glass.
Exactly.
Is that too much to ask?
It is not too much to ask. I just know at this age, I know what I want in life, and it is... water, no ice, with a straw. That's what I want in life. That's it.
She doesn't want anything else out of life.
No.
If anybody ever dates her, you just remember water, no ice, and a straw. And you're going to have the happiest relationship of your life.
Yep, exactly.
That's all you need.
That's all I need.
So, Deidre's birthday is coming up next month.
Oof.
Woof. That's how I feel about my birth in October. I don't even want to talk about that.
Yours is pretty far, so...
But I'm already depressed about it. I like crying myself to sleep every night thinking about how old I'm going to be. And it's disgusting. You're not even going to be 30, so...
Well, that's true, but still, I'm catching up.
I know.
And I'm basically 30.
Then me being depressed about my age just makes her depressed about getting older, but... So I try to...
Make me feel better.
Make her feel better. Like, you don't need to be 29. You have the whole world in front of you.
And you don't have the whole world.
I'm basically halfway to death. Maybe even closer to death. I don't know.
Who knows?
Right?
But for my birthday,
yes.
All we wanted to do was find a nice resort, a nice relaxing resort, where we can go maybe do some yoga, get a massage, drink some nice water with no ice and a straw, and do nothing. And what did we find out, Lisa?
Oh, so fucking expensive.
I
had to drop the F-bomb because it was ridiculous. Because we were, like, looking at options and, like, oh, you know, this is only going to be, like, $1,000, like, total. Oh, no. It's $1,000 a night.
$1,000 a night to do nothing.
And I was like, Deidre, I love you, but I do not want to end up spending $5,000 to lay around and sleep.
All we want to do is take some naps. Are we going to pay $1,000 for that? No.
That's ridiculous.
Free the naps.
So it may end up, we kind of are narrowing it down. We may go to Denver again. Because apparently you can do yoga at the Denver Aquarium in front of the sharks. That's relaxing. That
what
only costs
you ask for?
That's $10 a class. We're paying
bucks.
$15 right now.
See? It's like a deal.
It really is.
Basically a deal.
So, and maybe even Seattle.
That's true.
I don't know how the weather will be there in February.
I did go there for my birthday a couple years ago.
How was it then?
We drove there in a Prius in the middle of winter. In blizzards, literal blizzards, on the way there, on the way back, watching semis chain up their tires to get through the mountain passes. But don't worry, we got there safely and back in our Prius in one piece. So, I mean, it is a possibility. It is.
You know, we might have to do something a little more practical, like the Denver trip or whatever this time. But then in the summer, maybe go... You know, because, like, you can go to hot springs in the summer and things like that. Like, it's obviously not going to be warm now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's some in Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could be, like, outside when it's
nice. We're open to suggestions. So, probably just post it in our Instagram being, like, you should go here to relax.
Right?
Yes.
And then we're going to get invites to, like, certain places across the U.S.
That's what's going to happen.
People are going to be like, come visit us in Philadelphia.
Yeah, or, there you go.
Because I know you were, like, kind of, I don't know, hurt. Not quite the right word, but about me, like, gaining all these friends on our Instagram page quickly.
That's true.
But
I was like, how is this Instagram hashtag?
Hashtag hashtag.
Hashtag. Hashtag two sleepy queens. How is this Instagram account getting more followers faster than my personal account?
Now everybody's gonna follow you.
I don't think so. There's only that one.
Oh yeah.
I don't even mention that.
Yeah. Well, you did, so it's mentioned.
Let's edit
but
that.
yes, because we really know what we're doing. But yeah, all of my little Twitter friends. So I feel like we're gonna get people saying, "Hey, you could come visit us here or there," and.
Maybe I don't know. It
maybe if they live
sketch.
Somewhere.
Hey, come to my house in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's how I ended up going to Seattle for like a tweet up.
Oh,
where I met all these people I
called?
Didn't know. Well, yeah, I don't know if they do tweet ups anymore. But
was that back in like 2006 or something? Tweet ups?
I wasn't on Twitter in 2006.
Did they have Twitter?
I was like happily married at that point.
Oh, okay.
I was living under my little happily married bubble.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, it's 2006.
Good old 2006.
Right?
Let's go back to those days.
I think that was, what, 2013?
Oh, okay.
So that's when I went to Seattle. I did not drive there in a blizzard. I flew there.
I think I went there. I wonder if it was 2013, too.
What if you were there when I was there?
It was in my quarter-life crisis when I turned 25, and I was like, I have to do something big! Seattle in the middle of winter in a Prius!
I like to live life dangerously.
Live life dangerously in a Prius. That's what I do.
That is. Well,
that is.
And then we did jump out of a plane.
That's true. I mean, what else do you need to do in life to prove how badass you are?
Right?
Nothing.
We did do a little zip lining on our team building thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like a...
Oh, that's true.
Maybe we should find somewhere we can, like, zip line for real.
I think Costa Rica has that. I was looking into Costa
Rica.
Yeah, but once again, $1,000 a night.
Everywhere is $1,000 a night.
Why can't we just be rich?
Well, I feel like we are pretty good with our finances.
We
let's
are.
Be real.
We are good
but,
with our finances.
But to spend that much to, like, lay around and do yoga. Doesn't seem reasonable.
It does not seem reasonable.
You need to find a celebrity.
It's true.
Date a celebrity. Mm. I'll be your assistant.
That's true.
Because I'm good at that stuff.
You are.
And then we can go do shit like that.
That is a great idea. I feel like we should just implement this. Let's create a vision board.
With inspirational quotes.
Of inspirational quotes, which I know you love.
Uh-huh.
You love those inspirational quotes.
I love them so much.
Love.
That is my favorite.
It probably is.
No.
You probably have it over your bed right now.
Probably. Or like, oh, always kiss me goodnight. Or the dumb shit. I hate it.
So cute.